With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, every Monday I come in here and sit in this chair after a Steeler game. Sometimes, I guess, a Tuesday if they play on a Monday night. But every Monday I come in here after a Steeler game. And doesn't matter if they win or lose. Really doesn't. It feels like, you know, that stupid movie Groundhog Day. You know, where Bill Murray keeps waking up, it's the same exact day. That's what it feels like with this Steelers team. Every single Monday, I come in here. And what are we always talking about with this Steelers team? A defense that stinks, that can't get stops when it needs to get stops. A defense that allows the Oakland freaking Raiders to drive down their throats twice to win the game. A defense that just makes absolutely no sense. What do we talk about every single week? A coach who obviously either doesn't understand math or doesn't have a clock in his house, because he clearly doesn't understand how to manage the clock week after week after week. Doesn't matter if they win or lose. We talk about these things every single week. A quarterback who always has some sort of ridiculous diva-like drama going around him. There's always something with this guy. Every single week. It's incredible. We say and talk about the same exact things every single week with this team. Doesn't matter if they win or lose. I'm to the point now where who cares? I'm sick of this team. Can I just say that? I'm sick of talking about this team. Every single week, we got to say the same exact things about this team. And I don't understand how things don't change. This team has too much talent to play the way they play every single week. They had a couple of games in the middle of the season where they really played well. They looked like they knew what they were doing. You know, things came together. It didn't hurt that they were playing bad teams. I mean, I think I got to look, but I think the Ravens are the only team that they've beaten with a winning record. I got to look at that because I think Carolina doesn't have a winning record anymore. To me, every single week it's the same stuff. And now, you know, this year we've added a kicker who can't make kicks. A kicker who they signed for a bunch of money every single week. What are we talking about? He missed a kick. He missed an extra point. Doesn't matter if they win or lose. We talk about the same exact things with this team. Every single week. It's incredible to me how a team with this much talent, or at least we're told that there's this much talent, how every single week we can be talking about the same exact stupid things. But we somehow manage to do it because every single week, like I said, it's Groundhog Day. Whether it's the defense not allowing a team to go down the field, how about could we get a stop one time then it matters? I don't want to hear about how you're ranked fifth or sixth in total yards. That don't mean a thing to me. What I saw is a team with Derek Carr and a bunch of nobodies and a horrible offensive line twice go down the field and score to win. And it would have been three times except for, you know, Derek Carr treated the football like a greased pig and squeezed it out of his hands. Otherwise, it would have been three. And that's what it takes to get a turnover, I guess. A quarterback to squeeze the ball too hard and it pops out of his hand. I mean, I can't understand how every single week we're talking about the same exact thing. Either the scheme stinks or the players stink. Or the people calling the plays on the defensive side of the ball stink. It's got to be one of those three things. There's no other way that it could happen like this every single week. It's either got to be the scheme, the players, or the guy calling the plays. One of those three things has to be true. And it's like every single week we're talking about a defense that breaks down at the worst possible times. And it's like, oh, well, you know, look what they did in those games when they were winning. Yeah, look who they were playing. I really thought I would be coming in here today to sit down and make a case for why I think they're going to beat the Patriots. You know, if I did that, I would probably get laughed out of this building by anybody that's still here. And believe me, there's hardly anyone here. The janitor who cleans the place up would be in my would be in the studio laughing me out of the building if I tried to make a case that the Steelers can beat the Patriots on Sunday. But I really thought that's what I would be doing, that they'd right the ship, look really good, play against the Raiders and have a good game, and I didn't come in here and I'd say, you know what, the Patriots are a wounded animal. They're not very good. They've got all kinds of issues. It seems like there's a little bit of stuff going on in the locker room that they usually don't have. They're coming here vulnerable. I think the Steelers are going to beat them. If I said that, I would get laughed out of this building. This is a team that cannot make plays when the plays need to be made on defense. And yet, Mike Tomlin keeps telling us to trust the defense, that he trusts the defense. And, you know, forget about the whole stuff with Ben not coming in, all that stuff. We can get to that later. I don't even care about that. I'm more concerned that we continue to talk about the same things week after week after week after week after week after week. Doesn't matter if they win or lose. It's the same things. And, you know, when you look at this defense, okay, we talk about making plays. Here's the one thing I will say when it comes to this defense. In the past, that was the kind of game yesterday that you were watching and you would say, you know what, right about now is when Troy needs to make a play. And on cue, he'd get an interception or a strip sack or he'd jump over the line and knock someone out or whatever. They'd be like, hey, you know, this is the fourth quarter. This is where you need James Harrison to make a play, and he would make a play. They don't have any playmakers on this defense. That's a big part of the problem. Like, if you're a Steeler fan and you were sitting there watching the game yesterday, you were sitting in your chair watching the game, eating chips, drinking beer, watching the game in the fourth quarter. What defensive player did you say to yourself, okay, right now is when this guy's going to make a play? Which one? T.J. Watt? You know what? Maybe. Every so often. More often than not, no. Bud Dupree, hey, he did get a sack. So we know he played. He got a sack. I mean, Cam Hayward's a really good player, but he's not the guy that's going to change the game for you. The inside linebackers, Anonymous X, whoever the hell you want to have in there, any of those guys? There's not a playmaker on this defense, a game changer. Somebody, when you're sitting there watching the game and you say, the Steelers really need something right now, this guy's going to make a play. Like I said, I guess the closest would be T.J. Watt. I don't know that he's there. There's games when he disappears and there's games when he shows up big. And that's not a slight. I'm not saying they've got bad players. They just don't have a game changer. I think Cam Hayward is a great player, but he's not a game changer. You know, he's not Khalil Mack. He's not an Aaron Donald. You know, those guys, when they need a play, when their teams, did you watch the Bears last night? Khalil Mack was in the backfield more than the Rams running backs were. I mean, the bottom line is the Steelers don't have that guy anymore. And I want to know why, considering how many first-round picks they've used on defense, first, second, third-round picks they've used on defense the last 5 years or 6 years. So to me, you know, there's a lot of issues here with this team. But if we're talk about Boswell, that's fine. Chris Boswell is what he is. He's missed a lot of kicks. I can't defend him. I get it. You want to talk about that? That's great. You want to talk about this silliness with Ben staying out three or four extra series and all that crap? That's fine, too. But let's start with what the real problem with this team is and has been, and that is a defense that can't stop anybody when they have to. Period. A defense that's devoid of playmakers and game changers. A defensive scheme that's either old, stale, stupid, tired, boring, whatever. It don't work no more. Whatever it is. Teams have figured it out. Teams have figured it out. We got a tight end. We're going to put him in the Hall of Fame when we play against the Steelers. A slot receiver, we're going to put him in the Hall of Fame when we play against the Steelers. It's just absurd. Every single week, it's Groundhog Day, we talk about the Steelers. And it's the same thing, win or lose. And here's the thing. Most of the time, they've had enough talent to overcome all the dumb stuff that goes on. Most of the time, you know, they've been talented enough. You know, Ben Roethlisberger and his receivers and everybody, they've been talented enough to overcome all of the idiocy. But you know what? The last few weeks, they haven't been. And really, that Jacksonville game was a little bit of fool's gold because that team is so bad on offense, they allowed the Steelers to hang around. Anyway, 412-928-9370. If you want to talk about the Steelers, we will. But please understand, there are so many issues with this team. We could be here for 5 hours.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.